Oh, this one is a weird little rabbit hole. The laptop memecoin isn't built around a laptop, a protocol, or some real financial product. It's basically a speculative token wrapped around the Hunter Biden laptop controversy.
That's the key point. Its real significance is cultural. It shows how political drama, meme culture, and crypto speculation have started blending into assets that trade on attention, identity, and narrative momentum.
And I actually like that the project is unusually blunt about it.
Yes. It openly says the token has no utility. It's not designed as a payment system, governance tool, infrastructure project, or functional financial product.
It just says, hey, this is a memecoin.
That transparency is rare. A lot of speculative tokens hide behind vague phrases like ecosystems, community value, or future use cases.
There are two other disclosure details that really stand out.
First, founder tokens are locked for 6 months. That matters because memecoins are very vulnerable to insider selling, especially when the asset is based on a meme rather than a product.
A founder lock doesn't remove the risk of a price collapse, but it does reduce the immediate fear that early holders will dump the token as soon as public interest fades.
Second, the project sets aside a 2% reserve for wallets that lost money on the Trump token.
That's a striking detail. It connects two politically themed crypto narratives and reflects the broader culture of political token speculation.
It suggests the laptop project isn't just reacting to one controversy. It's also responding to the wider ecosystem of crypto losses, comebacks, political symbolism, and recycled internet narratives.
And the article makes a good point. Lack of utility doesn't automatically make the token meaningless.
Memecoins are often built to be talked about, not to solve practical problems.
Their value comes from social participation, cultural timing, political expression, and speculative trading.
For many buyers, the token functions as a badge, a joke, a talking point, or a way to profit from a narrative before it loses momentum.
That also explains why the price action can be so wild.
When a token is tied to a public controversy, its movement is driven less by traditional supply and demand and more by headlines, viral posts, influential accounts, and shifts in public tone.
If the narrative fades, there's no underlying product or utility to anchor the value.
The wider takeaway is that politically themed memecoins are one of the most telling trends in modern crypto.
Public events, scandals, political figures, court rulings, campaigns, or even news phrases can be converted into tradable tokens almost immediately.
In a way, crypto has become one of the fastest ways to monetize internet attention.
But the article isn't saying all memecoins are dishonest.
Some are clearly presented as jokes, and some, like laptop, are transparent about their speculative nature.
Still, transparency is not the same as safety.
A token can be honest about having no utility and still be extremely risky.
Ultimately, the laptop memecoin is best understood as a cultural artifact of modern crypto.
It illustrates how quickly political controversy can become a tradable symbol, how narrative often matters more than fundamentals, and how attention itself has become a form of currency.
Whether people see the project as absurd, clever, or reckless depends on the viewer. But the core lesson is clear. In today's crypto market, stories can become assets, and political drama can receive a token afterlife.